Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood, and today I want to take another look at a scripture that I read for you the other day from Matthew 22, verses 34 to verse 40. This is from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Yesterday, I shared my thoughts on Jesus' words about the greatest commandment. I text them out to my members. Earlier that afternoon, I took a phone call from a church member who told me that she had sent a text sharing with another person that she hated a family member. She told me the family member was mean and had destroyed any semblance of what it means and meant to be a family. The phone call I received was sad, but a little funny, when she said, "Nick, I text someone and mentioned that I hated a family member. Then I opened and read your text with the Bible verse to love your neighbor as you love yourself." She and I had a nice conversation about the commandment of Jesus and then the question, "Who is my neighbor, and how can we love someone who is mean and unloving?" I shared with my member that sometimes others make it difficult to love them. For example, when family and others are mean, refuse to take our phone calls, and unresponsive to our best efforts, it is challenging at best to give the best of our love. I mentioned that the one person we need to satisfy in all of this is ourselves. When another person refuses to accept our love, the only person we can control is ourselves. The challenge is, how do we love and continue to love when another person refuses to accept and acknowledge that we actually care for and about them? I acknowledge to my member that while I think I am a loving person who strives to be loving and kind, even I had moments when I could not break through the barriers and blockades that are built by others. I told her about my relationship with a brother who did not like me, who ridiculed me, talked about me, and did not like me. I loved my brother, but it was difficult. To complicate our relationship, he was strung out on drugs and died freebasing. Before he died, at one point, when he asked, I would give him small amounts of money. After I realized I was only enabling his drug habit, I finally got to the point where I refused to give him any money, not even a dollar. When he tried to guilt trip me by saying, "You wouldn't give your brother even $1? I would reply, "No, I will not give you one dirty dollar because you just take my money to get high." I felt like my refusal to give him money to feed his drug habit was a difficult expression of my love for him. He was not happy with me. I was not happy with him. But in my own way, I was trying to let him know that I cared about him. I loved him in a way that I hoped someone would love me to save me from myself. The commandment of Jesus is a challenge. How do we love others and we love ourselves? And who is our neighbor? For is your neighbor only people who live near you and look like you? Or is your neighbor also people from across racial and ethnic lines, different gender, and different social and economic strata? Is your neighbor also somebody with a different religion? Jesus raises the bar of expectation for you and for me. The challenge to love, even when it is not reciprocated, is tough. My encouragement to you is that we all make a commitment to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Thank you for joining me in this process. I'd like to raise some questions for reflection. Number one, how difficult is it to love others as you love yourself? Two, when Jesus says, love your neighbor, who is really your neighbor? What does your neighbor look like? Three, how have you loved your neighbor when they did not love you? And finally, do you have any other thoughts about this teaching of Jesus? I'd like to close us now with a prayer. Let us pray. Lord, grant me the strength to love even when others do not love me, even when others are hurtful to me, even when others talk mean to me, even when others break my heart. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your power. Lord, I need your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ. Thank you so much for joining me today. God bless, God keep you. If you like this podcast, I hope you'll tell a friend. Take care. And remember, I am praying for you.